For the song Daniel, we will be using a C chord, which we already know, an F chord, which I want to learn a different way. In the first course, we learned it by putting the third finger on the fourth string third fret, second finger on the third string second fret, and then our first finger held down the bottom two strings first fret. We can only strum four strings if we play the F chord this way. So we're going to learn it two ways. One is a bar chord, and one is a partial bar chord with the thumb helping us around the back of the neck. To play it as a bar chord, the first finger will clamp all the way across the first fret. So the first finger should become straight and flat and act like a clamp on the entire first fret. We will then add the second finger onto the third string second fret, the third finger onto the fifth string third fret, and the fourth finger onto the fourth string third fret. This is an F played as a bar chord. We will use this later in the song for the A flat. It's the same hand shape, except that we move the bar up to the fourth fret. So that means the bar is barring the entire fourth fret. Our second finger is on the third string fifth fret. Our third finger is on the fifth string sixth fret. And then our fourth finger is on the fourth string sixth fret. Now, let me show you how to build this chord not using the bar. It's basically four measures. Rest, rest, rest. We start off with our A7 chord, which is our second finger on the fourth string second fret, and our third finger on the second string second fret. Strumming wise, we will play the bottom five strings, two measures. So we have down, up, down, up, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, up, down, up. Then we go to our D chord. That was first finger, third string, second fret, second finger, first string, second fret, and then our third finger on the second string, second fret. We will have one full measure of our pattern. So down, up, down, up, up, down, up. And then for the second measure, I want to hit the chord and just kill it for the second, third, and fourth beats. So that gives us one, two, three, four, and then we go into the first verse. Let's take a look at it. After a four-beat count off, we jump right into the first verse. The first verse is a total of 20 measures. We have two lines of eight and then one line of four. Here's the first line of eight measures. Of course, once you play with the tracks, you'll have to play all of that faster. But let's talk about what we have here. We have our C chord, which was our third finger on the fifth string third fret, our second finger on the fourth string second fret, and our first finger on the second string first fret. We'll have one of these, and when we strum this, we play only the bottom five strings. Down, down, up, down, up, down, up. Then go to the E minor. We will strum all six strings with this. And then our F, which we played as a bar chord or by letting our thumb reach around the back of the neck. We will have two of these. So each one is down, down, up, down, up. Let's start with our new chord and the rhythm pattern. The new chord is called an E major 7. And to play it, my first finger is on the third string fourth fret. The third finger is on the fifth string sixth fret. And then my fourth finger is on the fourth string, sixth fret. We can hit the sixth string with this as well. The basic pattern is down, up, down, down, up, down, down, hold. So if we have two of them together, it will sound like. You can hear that pause at the end, and sometimes I'll fill that pause in with a real light downstroke so that it sounds like this. So you can just real lightly hear a downstroke in there. We call that a ghost stroke. Now, this is our E major 7. The other chord that we will need for the intro is the F sharp minor 7 suspended. It's the exact fingering that you're holding down now, except that it's two. As you can hear, the third and fourth measures sound just like the first two. So let's take a look at the first two. We have C on the second string, first fret, followed by G, third string open. Then we move to F on the fourth string, third fret, followed by G, third string open, A flat, first fret of the third string, then back to G, which was open, and then back to F, which was fourth string, third fret. Then we do all of that again. C, G, F, G, A flat, G, F. After the intro, the first phrase we hear the guitar playing is. This is the C on our fifth string, third fret, followed by C on the second string, first fret. Then we'll have B on the second string open, followed by G on the third string open, then A on the third string, B on the second, first phrase, and then back to C on the rest. Rest. One, two, three, rest. So we have D on the fourth string open. We have two of them which are eighth notes, and then two more that are quarter notes. Then we go to C on the fifth string, third fret, followed by B on the second fret, and then hit it again. Then we have rest, and then two D's again. Fourth string group open. Of four measures in this first verse, which are measures 5, 6, 7, and 8, we have this. Rest. Two, three, four. Hold it, 2, 3, 4. So after the rest, we have B on the fifth string, second fret, followed by a D on the fourth string open. Then play that D again, then go back to the B on the fifth string, second fret. Then up to the third fret for C, back to the second fret for B, open for A, then top string.